Jordan Granlund, congratulations, the end of a long, hard season, and that's what you wanted.
Aye, listen, Chris, listen, we wanted from the start of the year, as the boys says there, we wanted the Brian McCormick won the league, obviously, but the league was in our hands, but no, Brian McCormick was one we wanted, more so because Gil McGrath never won it, so that was an extra push we had the other night, so it helped.
You must be delighted with the performance, strong in every sector of the field.
Aye, listen, fair play to Rovers, listen, to get the final, but I think we were well on top tonight. Now, I think from start to finish, we showed we're probably superior in the world, Donegal Premier League side, so I think we showed probably just a wee bit more. We think we have a bit more of them and probably and all over the pitch. So, but listen, you still have to score, put the ball in the net, and we got our first, and they would like to get our second pretty quicker than that, but we got there in the end, so.
One up at half-time, were you maybe a bit disappointed that you weren't further ahead?
I was, because 1-0 lead's not really a safety net. I would like to have the second because of the whole of the chance. We had a couple of chances in that first half that I thought we should have converted, and got into half time 1-0. I would like to have been 2-0 up, but maybe because I knew Rovers were going to probably come at us in the second half, and which they did, try and throw everything at us. But that's what we dealt with. We got our second goal. I think we could have scored another 2 or 3 there, to be fair. But the injuries that we got there to our left back and left midfielder, Paul Bradley and John Sandlands, didn't help either, so I had to rejig it a bit, and so this one worked out well.
But very much not just a team effort, but I suppose a squad effort as well, and everybody played their part throughout the season.
100%, Chris, because I said the boys beforehand, like I said, every it's about a squad, like you need 20 men week in, week out, to even go through all the games, and they have, because between injuries and suspensions and in a way, so definitely now, even there, like the last couple of weeks, I think I've started 7 of them. There's the youth team, and then tonight, there you've seen the bench, there's 4 or 5 men on the bench tonight. So, listen, you need all them. And without them, I wouldn't think we'd be probably up this far because of weekends where we're missing players that we had them just to be, not, I wouldn't say stand in, they were good enough to come in, and that's why I put them in there. So, I'm saying, lucky we have the youth there to back us up and the size of the squad.
So there'll be celebrations. New chapter has been written. Kilmacrennan now on that cup as well. Winners of the Brian McCormick Sports Cup. And that is great for everyone involved.
Definitely. It's great for, to be honest, it's great for the team. Great for the staff and the coaching staff and we're involved in Kilmacrennan. It's also good for the likes of the older guys, you'd call them, like Raymond Chiles and Huey Gorman and, them guys that always says to me when I join the club, we want the Brian McCormick, and it's nice to give something back to them. And over the years they've been saying they want this cup, and thankfully now I can say that we've got it for them.